only wish that we were being given the opportunity on the Senate floor to go forward and to either support or object to the Warner 11 resolution, which is not only a statement of disagreement with the president on the direction in Iraq, but also sets forth an alternative vision and plan for Iraq. We unfortunately have been denied that opportunity because of the filibuster that is being led by the Republican minority. In my view, we in the Warner 11 resolution that we worked on very hard for the last several weeks put out a vision that makes sense for how we ought to move forward with Iraq. I think the goal that we're after is to create a secure and stable Iraq and region. And our view is that that's not going to happen by the president's proposal. And indeed, General Abizaid, when he was here at the Capitol in November, made the statement that inserting more troops into the fight would be counterproductive because it would send a signal to the Iraqis that they need not take responsibility for providing their own security. And yet the president has gone against the wishes of leadership within the military ranks. And so our hope is that the president would move forward with the surge, and that instead what he would do is to adopt the plan that we set forth in the Warner 11 resolution. You know, my background as attorney general, I've seen what law enforcement officers can do when they're given the tools and they're given the right personnel to be able to keep our community safe. Because I've long said the 800,000 law enforcement officers that we have in our nation are really the first line of defense to attacks here on the homeland. The COPS program has done an incredible job in Colorado and around the country. And yet what the president's program has done is to propose to eliminate the COPS program, and I think that's the wrong way to go. I think we need to support our law enforcement officers. Payment in lieu of taxes, which affects 52 Colorado counties, receiving $17 million alone in 2006. What they have done with payment in lieu of taxes, once again, is effectively cut PILT to the lowest point that it's been in 8 years. That's the lowest point in 8 years. I don't think that's standing up for counties like Gunnison and San Juan and Mesa counties and so many other places in Colorado that have their livelihood essentially dependent on receiving these payments. The rural health programs have been significantly cut, and I questioned Secretary Leavitt in a hearing this morning on those cuts. But they include cuts on the area health education centers. We have five communities in Colorado that benefit from those programs, which essentially try to find healthcare professionals to go out and work in these rural areas. Cuts have been made to the rural hospital flexibility programs and a whole host of other cuts to healthcare in rural Colorado and rural America. And as I told Secretary Leavitt this morning, I think that's the wrong direction to go. Yeah, you have invited Secretary Johans to come to Colorado and to visit our state to see the devastation that we have seen firsthand with respect to the snow that the snow and cold that we've had, especially in the southern and eastern part of the state of Colorado. I was in the Walsenburg area on Sunday. I saw many of the 20-foot snow drifts in that area, and know that ranchers in that particular part of our state are suffering from these unprecedented storms that we've seen this year. This morning, I asked Secretary Johans in a hearing to help us move forward with our agriculture disaster assistance program. I'm hopeful that